Good Monday morning to you. It is time now for the life you've always wanted. Brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. And your hosts are WK and Ken Boyce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
It is good to have you with us this morning. I'm glad that you're listening to us. And if you'd like to give us a call here at the studio, our number is 862-9977. That's 862-9977. Or if you're out of the area, it's 1-800-375-0056 or *56 on your cell phone. We'd love to hear from you. And we've got a couple of questions we want to ask you today about relationships and about looking ahead in your life. As if you looked ahead in your life 20 years ago, you thought you knew where your life was headed. Did it turn out that way? And if you could go back and give yourself some advice, what would it be? Knowing what you know now.
Give us a call, 862-9977. If you had the chance to go back and tell yourself something, to give yourself some advice, what would it be? Give us a call again, 862-9977. If you're outside the area or listening via the internet, 800-375-0056. As WK was saying, this is the life you've always wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, right here in Springfield, Missouri. Professional counseling based on Christian values for real life solutions for individuals, couples, and families throughout the Midwest, Southwest Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, and now Minnesota.
Yeah.
We widened our radius quite a bit. But we would like for you to join us. We are talking about relationships, talking about families, talking about family systems. And what are some of the differences? What makes up the families? How do you understand what's going on in a family? What are some of the causes and effects that happen over time? You've heard us talk about this. We do not live our lives in a vacuum. We live our lives in the moment and in the compilation of 4 to 5 generations.
A family.
A family.
Yeah.
So how does all this affect us? How did we get to be who we are today? Stick around.
No, there's some things, someone once wrote, says, things I wish I had known before I went out into the real world. The 5 most essential words for a healthy, vital relationship is I apologize and you're right. The second one was everyone seems normal until you get to know them. Third one was when you make a mistake, make amends immediately. It's easier to eat crow while it's still warm. The fourth one is I've learned to pick my battles. I ask myself, will this matter 1 year from now? How about 1 month from now? Or how about 1 week from now? Or will this matter 1 day from now? And then finally, being happy doesn't mean everything's perfect. It just means you've decided to see beyond the imperfections. Relationships are the hardest work we're engaged in. Relationships take time to develop and to grow and to mature. Relationships are where we find our happiness and security and sense of well-being. Someone once said that relationships are so important that they're a matter of life and death. And as Ken said a minute ago, our whole life is lived in the context of relationship. We cannot not relate. We cannot not be in relationship. And that's at the very core of our being, at the very core of our life, that's family relationships. How we live in a relationship with our family determines to a great extent our success or failure in the world. How we live our life in family, multi-generations of family, determines to a great extent how we see ourselves and how we see our children and grandchildren. And it's a multi-generational concept. And that's one of the unique things with Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, that we look at all behaviors in the context of family relationships, whether it's anxiety or depression, whether it's behavioral problems with children, whether it's marital issues. We look at all the behaviors, all the symptoms in the context of family systems. And not every counselor is trained in family systems. And if you're having relationship difficulties and you want to go to a counselor, it's very wise to ask about their training. If they have training in relationships, they have training in family systems. If they don't, they're trained primarily to work intrapsychically, that is, just within the individual and with their own anxiety and depression and treat it as a symptom. In isolation, that person's isolation from all relationships in their life.
Okay, can you slow down and say that one more time?
I'll try.
You had a very big word there. You did define it.
Oh, intrapsychically.
Okay, word for the day.
Yeah.
Intrapsychically.
That just means that it's more independent inside the person. That a person's depression is their depression. or their anxiety is their anxiety. And it means nothing at all in the context of relationship. Or it's not seen in the context of relationships. And there's much anxiety within an individual that comes directly from family relationships, or depressions that come from how family relationships are being held, or how they relate to one another. And so it's important to know what an anxiety is saying, what depression is saying, mm-hmm. in the context of a marriage, in the context of a family system.
You and I have talked about this quite a bit, which is how to explain to people what we do at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. What the Institute is set up for, what is it exactly we do? Because there are so many times we see so many people that are hurting on an ongoing basis, and they continue to hurt day after day, week after week, mm-hmm. month after month, year after year, until you get to the end of your life and you're worn out going, this sucked.
Yeah.
And there's so many people that can be helped by just a little bit of information, a little bit of taking a step back or having someone from the outside look in and go, okay, here's what's going on. Here's what's happening mm-hmm. in your family. Mm-hmm. And here's how you can make it better for your kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, and go on from there.
Yeah, I have two examples. Fairly recent clients who came in, and one of them had been to four different therapists and had been on six different types of antidepressant medication. Now, I believe that antidepressant medications are useful and good.
They're a tool.
They're a tool. They're a tool. But when she came to see me, it was important to know, again, the context of the relationships. And to see that depression in the context of the relationships, I saw another individual that he and his wife, their spouses, had gone to their own counselors. And then they came together with their counselors for marital counseling. But both of the counselors were focused only on them individually and not on the marriage relationship.
The counselors weren't trained in marriage.
They weren't trained in marriage. They weren't trained in relationships. And it was a train wreck. And that's what happens. That's what I'm saying, is that people who are trained in relationships and family systems can help in many ways that people are just trained on an individual, personal basis is not.
Well, that's one thing, is that we, as lay people, we just, counselors are counselors. And I think a lot of us kind of assume that doctors are doctors until you have a need for something more in depth. I can go to my general family doctor, but if it comes to I need a hip replacement, where do I go?
Yeah.
An orthopedist. I go to another doctor who has a specialty in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to know that who we're seeking advice from, who we're seeking counsel from, has the knowledge to be able to counsel us.
Has the depth of knowledge, the breadth of knowledge. It's much like if you took your car in and it's not running well and it's spitting and sputtering and backfiring and it's just not running well. And you go and you find a mechanic that's trained specifically to work on carburetors. And looks at that and he said, I can replace the carburetor, I can replace the plugs, I can replace those types of things. And that should get you going. Replaces all that and it's still backfiring and it's still sputtering and it's not running well. Okay? And he says, I don't understand. I did all this. You should be fine. I mean, it should be working well. Okay? Well, it may be that that particular person wasn't trained in timing or crankshaft or camshaft or pistons and rings and all these types of things that are part of the internal combustion system. Okay? It's part of the whole system. And you need someone that's trained to work on the whole system rather than simply fix certain symptoms.
I like that analogy. The other day I was talking to WK and I said, you know, in a lot of ways, even as simple as having a flat tire, keeps going flat. And yeah. So you go up to the attendant and they keep filling the tire up. Next day, tire goes flat. So you go back in, fill the tire up. But you got to take the nail out of the tire.
That's exactly the point. You know, you come in and say, yeah, you got a flat tire. I know what's wrong with this. Let me air that up for you. You bring it back 3 days later, you got a flat tire. Okay? You know, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And what we're offering is a service. We're so proud to be a part of the community here in Springfield in Southwest Missouri, and to be able to be of service to individuals, couples, and families, to work with individuals or couples or families, or even multi-generations of families.
Mm-hmm.
I work with the kids, the parents, and the grandparents, all in the same office at the same time. It can be quite an office full. Okay? But we're proud to be able to offer a service this way that is really useful and beneficial, that can help bring families together, so that families are functional, that families are much more effective, there's much more peace and harmony and unity, not only within the individual, but also as a couple and as a family.
You know, as I'm out marketing, one of the things that come across is, well, how about your competitors? I love that question.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes where I'm marketing is in very close proximity and very close relationship to those that, in the business sense of things, are competitors. In the bigger picture of things, if everyone was able to get the help they needed, there aren't enough counselors and therapists to really be able to guide everyone in Springfield. Our doors would be packed. There are so many people that have such a wealth of knowledge. They've spent years studying family systems, studying individuals, studying all kinds of issues that come up in any kind of family life, in any kind of life as an individual, whether it's from pediatrics to geriatrics. That if we were able to help, we couldn't help everyone all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest thing about working in this field is that, for the most part, they're not competition. We work very well together with a lot of different people.
We do, yes.
So when you hear us talking about this, the biggest thing that holds people back is that we don't know what we don't know. Let me say that. The one thing that holds us back is that we don't know what we don't know. When it comes to relationships, that we don't know that this isn't a normal thing, that this is not the way the relationship should be, but this is what we've always seen.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't know what counseling or therapy really is because we haven't seen what it is. We have a certain stereotype in our mind. We have a certain negative connotation in our mind, but we don't know what we don't know. It's amazing to see the people come through and just their eyes light up and their lives are invigorated and they're going, wow, why didn't I do this earlier? Because we didn't know what we didn't know. And so as we get out into the community, as we continue to help people and work with people, this is a resource, and you have this resource. This is an amazing power you have, whether it's your life or your best friend's life. We all know someone who can benefit from being helped and have a greater life, a greater marriage, a greater family, and really all it takes is a little bit of knowledge. And so much of the way we live today is affected by relationships. So to have people that understand relationships, that understand family systems, that understand the context in which we grew up, and to be able to go back and look through and say, here's this, here's this, here's this, and this is how it's affecting you. Have you ever thought about that? No, I haven't. Have you ever dealt with this? No, I really didn't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this morning, as we're talking about relationships, there are so many ways we can help ourselves, that we can help others help themselves to achieve the life they've always wanted. That's what this radio program is. Every Monday morning, the life you've always wanted on AM 560 KWTO 10 AM. And the most amazing thing is that this radio program is heard every day of the week on the internet. And every show we've had has been listened to every month since it was produced. We have the radio archives, so if you want to listen to this or go back, go to Springfield MFI for Marriage and Family Institute, springfieldmfi.com. Click on the radio microphone there and the radio archive. Every show we've done is there. And every month since the show was produced, every show has been heard and listened to. People are sending this to their friends. They're sending it to their family, emailing it, forwarding it on. That's a resource for you. So as we bring this radio program to you, keep in mind, if you have friends, if you have families, if it's a time in your life where you're going, you know, something has to change, then make the change.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to join us in studio, our phone number is 862-9977, 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056 if you're outside the area listening on the line. If you have a question about relationships, if you have a question about your life and you want to ask WK, give us a call here.
Yeah, you know, the relationships that we all live in are something that we can never get out of. We all are emotionally connected as a family. up to four generations, or sometimes even five or six generations. You know, increasingly, we see that family relationships are extending, that our lifetimes are extending. I came across a program on TV that talks about, Dan, that life is going to be extended to 150 years. And that's just phenomenal. But what kind of ramifications does that have for families? You're talking about five or six generations of families being connected, all living here together. We haven't had six generations of family living together yet. And it's going to be a unique challenge for all families. In the 1900s, in 1906, the average lifespan was 47 years. Today, it's right at 80 years. And so they're saying by 2030, it's going to be 150 years. It's just phenomenal. But it has all kinds of impact upon families and the family relationships that we live in. And we need to know how to function more effectively as families, how to grow more effectively as families, how to interact with one another so that we each are free to live our lives and be able to communicate better with each other, that we can do things together as a family that enhances the next generation or the next three generations past us, that makes them able to live greater, fuller, more effective lives. You know, the effective family communicates and listens. The family shares and listens and responds to each other. They affirm and support one another. Where parents affirm children and they establish positive moods. The effective family teaches respect for others. The healthy and effective family develops a sense of trust. You know, where the husband and wife trust each other deeply, and where children earn trust. It has a sense of play and humor. A healthy, effective family, play isn't equated with spending money. It is equated with spending time together. A healthy, effective family shares responsibilities. The responsibilities are geared to capabilities. It teaches consequences as a result of irresponsibility. Healthy family has a sense of right and wrong. Parents communicate this to children, and each becomes responsible for moral behavior. Now, the healthy family, or the effective family, has a sense of tradition linked to both past and future, where there is honor for the elderly, and where babies are welcomed, and grandbabies are welcomed. It has a balance of interaction among all the family members, where everybody gets to have their life and to have input into the family. Also, a healthy, effective family has a strong religious orientation. All research shows that this is a very important part of it, the daily emphasis in God and His impact on our lives. A healthy, effective family respects the privacy of one another. Each values service to other members. And another very important point also is that a healthy, effective family values table time. What I mean by that is there's a sense of meeting for meals where families actually sit down and eat together. And current research is bringing out more all the time that children's behavior and their emotional well-being is directly impacted by the amount of time or the number of times that families sit down together at the table and eat a meal together. It also shares leisure time. It doesn't allow sports or whatever to fragmentize family. But families share time just being together. And it also admits to and it seeks help with problems. An effective, healthy family isn't a family that never has problems. All families have problems. But healthy, effective families seek help with problems. They seek to develop problem-solving techniques. It's the old standard that it's not what happens to you, it's how you handle what happens to you that really matters the most on an individual, marital, and family basis. So healthy, effective families have these characteristics, these traits that show openness, spontaneity, creativity, a desire to be with one another, and the freedom to be ourselves in the presence of each other as a family. That we are together and that our family exists for the health of each individual. In unhealthy families, each individual exists for the family. And so we need to turn that around.
If you'd like to give us a call, phone number is 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056. You know, there's maybe some people out there thinking, you know, I just don't want to go on the radio right now with this. I have a question I'd really love to talk. That's great, too. Give us a call at the office at 882-6767 and set up a time to come in and speak with WK. If you have a friend or family that maybe has lost a loved one, is trying to recover through a divorce or separation, give Marty a call. Give Leslie a call. We have Marty Marlin or Leslie Williard that love to help. They have a heart for help. They also have the training and the knowledge to be able to help people get through it. I have a friend of mine that their spouse passed away 5 years ago. They're still reeling from that. How to get over that?
It may have been that you know somebody that has lost a child.
Mm.
And which is a tragic situation.
It's devastating.
And it's so difficult to work through that. And you need people sometimes that can help facilitate the grieving and the healing that's needed in that situation.
Mm-hmm. So give us a call at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, 882-6767. 882-6767. Talking about relationships, how many people got the newspaper yesterday? Dan, you said you were reading it. Yesterday, there's a wonderful article in there by Sony Hocklander entitled Building a Better Marriage.
This is the Springfield News Leader.
Springfield News Leader, Sunday, April 6, 2008. Building a Better Marriage by Sony Hocklander. And one of the contributors to that article for the interview was none other than W.K. Boyce, sitting right here in the studio.
Indeed, I was.
And Sony did an excellent job being able to put together information from multiple sources.
Mm-hmm.
And just did an outstanding job. If you haven't had a chance to read the article, get a copy of the Springfield News Leader from Sunday, April 6th. Also, we've linked this article to our website. It'll be on the homepage there. So if you want to go by and take a look, please do. But it talks about building a better relationship and that maintaining a strong marriage is both good for you and others in your life. And this is great, absolutely an incredible article. I'm going to read a few pieces from it, but it talks about Melanie and Kevin Johnson say they're committed to each other for life. They've been in love and married for 12 years, and for the most part, it works. But raising two sons definitely put a strain in their time and relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Life happens. Isn't that amazing? They happen to say that they're polar opposites. He's laid back and real quiet. I'm obnoxious and impatient, she says. He's always a homebody, and I want to be out doing stuff. Mainly, we get to the point where I get mad and quit communicating, and he would get frustrated with me. They wanted to strengthen their marriage and wanted to know how they could reconnect. And so they signed up for Hitched and Happy. It's one of the relationship classes offered by Operation Us, and it's through the Forest Institute.
Mm-hmm.
Again, someone traditionally would be in business thought of as a competitor. Not at all. While some couples experience serious problems like infidelity, it's more common for couples to have an occasional rough patch. Many may simply need new tools to help them focus their attention on marriage and to remember why they fell in love and how to communicate more effectively and really just start having fun again. How many of us just related with that couple? That's exactly where we're at in our life. Check it out, Building a Better Marriage at Springfield News Leader from Sunday, April 6, 2008.
Yeah, there's so many couples that are exactly in that situation. And they need some tools. They need to know how to come back together. And they need to know how to reestablish the communication or how to set more realistic expectations for the marriage. And that's what I said at the very beginning of the program. Are you where you thought you'd be at this time in your marriage when you first got married? And a lot of couples will say no. They've told me no. And if that's the case, then how do you get back to where you really want to be?
And we'll be back.
Hi, this is W.K. Boyce. Join me each Monday morning at 10 a.m. where we discuss the issues of life, love, family, marriage, even politics. It's the life you've always wanted. Brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Professional counseling founded on Christian principles for real-life solutions. Check us out at springfieldmfi.com or call us at 882-6767 to speak to someone today. It's your life, your choice. Make it a great one.
You're listening to The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and your hosts. Once again, here are W.K. and Ken Boyce.
And we're back. For those just joining us, welcome this morning. You're listening to The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Professional counseling based on Christian principles for real-life solutions. That's the motto over at Springfield MFI. And we do that through a number of different ways. Through individual counseling, one-on-one, through couples counseling, coming in, whether it's maybe premarital, wanting to know, is this really going to work?
Sometimes it's premarital.
This is a new one for me this year. But premarital, it's relationship, which is absolutely incredible. People saying, you know, I want to break this cycle. I don't want to become a statistic. And people are coming in and learning how to have better relationships, which is what we're talking about this morning. Whether it's through the individual, the couples, or maybe families. As WK was saying, we've had as many as 3 generations in one room at the same time, being able to get through and talk about a lot of these things. So this, again, the life you've always wanted. How do you achieve that life you've always wanted? And that's what we're discussing this morning. Again, this brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. If you'd like to find out more about us, go to springfieldmfi.com. SpringfieldMFI for Marriage and Family Institute.com. Click on that. Go through it. We have the radio program there. This show will be archived there, so listen to it at your leisure. Forward it to a friend through an email. It's an amazing thing to see that this website, the radio program right now, has been listened to in all the 48 states, and as of last week, 33 countries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an incredible thing, is that this is being able to help people.
Yeah, people are sending it to their relatives, to their friends, not only in other states in this country, but in other countries. And people are accessing our radio program through the internet and listening to it.
And so as people are out there, they're looking, they want this life, they want this life, they have this concept of what they want life to be. And how do we achieve that? As I was saying, Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, we do that through a variety of ways. We work one-on-one with people, with couples and families. We also have workshops, seminars, and marriage excitement getaway weekends that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we're doing right now, if you're in the Springfield area, come and join us. It's called Coffee with WK. This month, it's being held over at Churchill's on Republic Road. It's 1604 East Republic Road, every Thursday night at 7 p.m. And we talk about a wide variety of things. A couple things I want to bring up to you, especially on your mind, to the forefront. This Wednesday night, if you have kids that are from the age 2 to 5, or maybe your kids have, you know, your grandkids are now 2 to 5.
2 to 5, yeah.
This Wednesday night at 6:30, we're having a special coffee with WK. Again, this Wednesday, it's called Parenting. It's positive and calming techniques for children ages 2 to 5. And it's this Wednesday, April 9th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. So if you have youngsters that are in this age, or if your children have kids that are in this age, babysit the kids, send them over. This is an incredible time. My mom always said she wished she knew what she knows now when I was just an infant. I broke my mom in. Well, it's a confession.
Yeah, you're firstborn.
I was
the
firstborn.
Yeah.
When the kids arrive, sometimes we just don't have all of the information it takes.
They don't come with instruction manuals, you know, and many times as young parents, we don't know what to do. We just don't know what to do. We just do our best. All young parents do their best, but there's a lot. If we just knew more about it to know what to expect, because
the terrible twos wouldn't be the terrible twos.
Children are not young adults or little adults. Okay. Children are children. There are certain things developmentally that it's good for us as parents and grandparents to know about what behaviors are appropriate, what behaviors are not, what are some red flags that perhaps we need to look for that should be of concern. And so that's some of the things we're going to be talking about. And this is really a special presentation on Wednesday night. Special time. It's 6:30 to 8 instead of 7 to 9. It's 6:30 to 8.
So you still got time to get home, get the kids to bed, teeth brush, hair wash, you know, all that.
Yep.
So this Wednesday, April 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Churchill's on East Republic Road, 1604 East Republic Road. Please give us a call. Mainly for registration, we're wanting to know how many people to kind of plan for. So if you'd like to attend, or if you'd like to get your kids to attend, give us a call there. Springfield MFI at 882-6767, or you can register online at springfieldmfi.com. Some of the other things that are coming up this Thursday, emptying the nest. How do we help our kids leave home?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do I do, and who are we now that they're gone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, Mac Davis had a song, Happiness is Seeing Happiness is Seeing Your Children's. I'll get it right in a minute.
Take 3.
Yeah, I've drawn a blank.
Oh, it's drawn a blank. Okay, well, we'll get it.
All right. But it has to do with the fact that when our children leave home, it's just us left. And now, who are we? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole new life ahead of us. That's what my whole point is. There's a whole new life ahead of us once the kids leave home. And we're going to be talking about that on Thursday night from 7 to 9 at Church Hills.
And actually, even in the Building a Better Marriage article that we spoke about earlier, great example of that. Talking about what do we do when now our kids are gone and we spent so much time investing in them. What about our marriage? What about who we are? Where we're at now? What do we do now? So come join us this Thursday for Emptying the Nest. How do we help our kids leave home and what do we do now and who are we now that they're gone? April 17th, singles. Becoming the type of person you would like to share your life with.
That's a really different type of title. But many times, I've had a lot of singles, both men and women, ask me to do a workshop to help them know how to find someone that is someone that they would want to share their life with. Okay, and what is the key? What's the secret to this? They keep asking, what is the secret to this? And so if you're single, male or female, doesn't really matter the age. We'll have singles there from teenage through the 60s or 70s, okay? But what is it that you can do to know how to select a person that you may want to become friends with or share your life with? And we're going to talk about that. There's really ways to do that.
Just what is singleness? Empowering the individual. And then here's one that is getting a lot of people's attention. This is coming up April 24th, and this may go a couple weeks into it, but it's called the Creation Matrix. Did you know you're trapped in the Matrix? The Matrix has you. This is an absolutely empowering concept that has been shared over the past year by WK, and everyone that has seen it has just sat back and gone, wow, this is incredible. To actually understand there is a matrix, there is a form that is there. And what is so great about this is you can lay this matrix over your life. You can lay it over your marriage. You can lay this matrix over your job. You can lay this matrix over any number of things in your life and know exactly where you are, where you need to be, and what you need to do. It is being empowered. It is absolutely incredible.
Yes.
So join us. Plan on being there April 24th, 7 to 9. Again, this is Thursday evening, 7 to 9 at Church Hills, at 1604 East Republic Road. Give us a call, 882-6767, to register or go online to springfieldmfi.com. This morning we're talking about relationships, and we're going to be winding this up, so forgive us if we start moving pretty quick here, but time is limited. Talking about relationships, and how do we know, how does WK know that this is affecting me? That it's happened somewhere four generations up? If we don't learn from our mistakes, history repeats itself. You know, there's a phrase, Pete and Repeat went up a hill, Pete fell down, who was left?
Repeat.
Pete and Repeat went up a hill, Pete fell down, who was left?
Repeat.
Okay, I'm not going to go any further. But that's the point, is that we have those that have studied this. There is a way to see the future by looking at the past. I thought this was absolutely incredible. I came across this. This is a book by Dale Carnegie, and it's actually Effective Speaking by Dale Carnegie. But the book was written in the 1940s. And in one chapter, he's talking about organizing a longer talk. And he said, really, there's no specific rules, but in general, you want to have, first step is the attention getter, the attention step. Then you would have the body of your speech, and then the conclusion. But he said, it's important to get that attention getter at the onset. So state an arresting fact. Clifford R. Adams, director of the Marriage Counseling Service of Pennsylvania State College, began an article in the Reader's Digest entitled, How to Pick a Mate, with these startling facts. Facts that make you gasp. Facts that make an arresting opener. Today, the chances of our young people find happiness through marriage are slim indeed. The rise of the divorce rate is frightening. One marriage in five or six landed on the rocks in 1940. By 1946, it is expected that one in four will land in divorce. And if long-range trends continue, the rate in 50 years will be 1 in 2. Now, is
that prophetic?
Incredible. Yeah. Absolutely incredible. And yet, apparently, it didn't catch enough people's attention. Because now our goals today are to reduce divorce.
From 1 in 2 to 1 in 4.
1 in 4, 1 in
1 in 5, yeah.
But how did he know? These are family systems. These are relationships. This is being able to see what's going on. talking about connecting through generations, WK is just absolutely loves genealogy.
Oh, I love it.
And for a lot of people, it is all the rage today. It's one of the fastest growing hobbies in the marketplace, especially with the advent of the internet and all the information that's capable there and the software that's there. But getting involved in your family's genealogy involves talking to older family members and asking them to relate anything at all they can remember about your family. A marriage certificate, in other words, is like a link to your past, learning who married whom, what's going on. And there's a vast amount of information out there that can help you find this information. You can go to parish registers, census records. WK, we've actually made trips down to Cassville to look at the courthouse.
Yes, we have.
Militia muster rolls, military service records. Mm-hmm. And it says that gone are the attic-bound boxes of the old family mementos. In this age of internet, people are learning and figuring out, oh, this is who's related to who, and this is how they came down. This is generation after generation. What about our family? Do we know anything about it? You know, I love to go flea marketing, and one of the saddest things I see is you go to a flea market, and there's a box of family photos there with nothing on them. People and history that is now lost in collecting dust in a flea market.
Yeah, that is sad.
You know, one of the most important things we can hand down, and talking about connecting the generations, is that a lot of people limit it just to collecting names and dates and relationship, etc. But there's a family systems theory, and WK was teaching me this the other day, called Bowen's Family Systems.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so much more than collecting names and dates, because doing that can be very sterile. But if someone is a trained counselor who has the information, if we look at our own lives, it's amazing what we can find out. A family history, especially with emotional overtones and documentation of repeating emotional patterns, is the hallmark of the Bowen theory of family emotional functioning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to find out more about this, you can go to www.thebowencenter.org.
Yeah, they got their website.
They have their own website. But what is absolutely amazing is that the study of family becomes particularly interesting when you're able to discern repeating patterns. Repeating patterns of divorce, of deaths by specific causes, of childbirths, stillbirths, as well as sibling problems in their relationships and human successes and failures.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are inside. The Bowen theory addresses these kinds of patterns and makes predictions about the emotional functioning of the future generations based upon certain identifiable patterns from the past.
Yeah. And you know, most people don't know that. Most people do not realize that because we have never been taught that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this is fairly new information, is that patterns repeat themselves through multi-generations of families. And the reason for that is because families always do what they've always done. Because that's all we know. That's how we've grown up. That's how we learned. And we're learning those through the rules of the family, through the emotional system of the family. We learn how to live life. And families do what they've always done. Primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And, the next part of that is that if you always do what you've always done, you always get what you always got. So we need to become aware of these repeating patterns, which is very empowering, because once we become aware, then we're empowered to change things.
How many times do we look at our life, do we look at our families, and husbands and wives, we decide to get down, and for some reason we get into an argument. How important is it for you to win? How important is it for your spouse to win? In some cases, how important is it to let the other person win, period? And when we're talking about relationships, the one thing we should be always remembering is to let the relationship win.
That's a unique idea.
And that's a unique concept. We're going to continue on this next week. So come back and join us as we continue the discussion on relationships. But this is how things happen. This is what we do at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. This is how the gentleman, Dr. Clifford Adams, knew how this was going to happen 50 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, it's your life.
It's your choice.
Make it a great one.